Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestris, Daf Tesvov, in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, beginning of Halacha Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hamala Peris mi Golil le Yehuda. Someone is taking fruits from Golil to Yehuda, from one area to another area. Oy le Yerushalayim, who's going to Yerushalayim. Oy echalat shu magia le mokoyim shu hoylich. So he can eat fruit, he doesn't have to do Maestris, until he reaches his destination. Even though on the way he goes into different hotels, different houses, that is not kodea lemaisa until he gets to his destination. V'chen b'chazeru, which means when he goes back. Reb Chaim explains, he decided not to take the fruits to his destination, he decided to go back, so on the way, there's no chiyuv maisa until he reaches his home. Rameir says, ad shu magia lemokom ha'shvisa, until he reaches the place where he's going to stay for Shabbos. As Reb Chaim points out, it doesn't mean Shabbos itself. That Shabbos is kriveya lemaiser. That's a different discussion, as we'll see a little bit about in the Gemara. But if he is coming to his place where he's staying for Shabbos, that's considered to be a place, a mokom chashuv, that's mechav lemaiser, even if it's before Shabbos. Haroich lemechazim bayoris, the merchants that go around the cities to sell small items, oyech lemechubagim lemokom alina, they eat until they reach their place of sleep. And the place of sleep is Mechayav and Meiser. And the Gemara is going to explain why the Roichlim are different than the first case. Rabbi Yudoyimer Bais Rishoyin Hu Beisoy. If he comes to the city, the first house that he reaches is going to be Mechayav and Meiser, even though he's not sleeping only until he reaches the last house in the city, and the Gemara is going to explain why. Says the Gemara, Peirush Shalokton Shaloy Letzorech HaShabbos Vekot Shalem HaShabbos. Another case. We know that Shabbos is Kriveya Lemaiser. Someone goes and takes fruits, and he's coming for Shabbos, but he's not going to eat these fruits on Shabbos. He's planning to eat these fruits at a different time. V'kot shalem on Shabbos, but then Shabbos came in. Rabbi Chedoyim has Shabbos Tuvelis. The Shabbos makes a Chayav and Meiser. Hashem Malachi Shoyimir ain't a Shabbos Tuvelis. The Shabbos is not a Chayav and Meiser if he's not going to plan to eat it on Shabbos. Meiz of Shem Malachi Shabbos Tuvelis. So Hashem Malachi asks Rabbi Chedoyim, Al Daitach, according to you, the tema that you hold, a Shabbos Tuvelis, just Shabbos itself causes the fruit to be Chayav and Meiser. V'atanin, look at our Mishnah. Hamale Peris bin Golil Yehudo. Someone's going from Golil to Yehudo from one area to another. Oy oy lil Yerushalayim, going up to Yerushalayim. Oy chalat shumagia lemokom shehoy lech v'chen mechazeiro. So he's able, it is not Chayav and Meiser until he reaches his destination. And so when he goes back, until he reaches back his home. V'atanin lo afilu lo nafilu shovas. It says in the Brayso, so even if he went to sleep, or even if he was shavas, the Gemara understands it means they came to Shabbos. Why? Why don't you say the Shabbos mechayav and meiser, even though he's not planning to eat these fruits on Shabbos? Bishlam according to Rish Lakish, because he's not planning to eat them there, he wants to bring it to a destination, so Shabbos is not kriveya. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shabbos is kriveya always. On my Lord, he answered him, Beroitze Lishbois. We're not talking about Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos here means he wants to stay there. He's planning to be there for Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos yet. Once Shabbos comes in, it's Kriveya Lemaiser. He's going to a place where he's planning to stay there and be there on Shabbos as well. But let's say it's Thursday, he's planning to stay there for the weekend. So is it Kriveya Lemaiser right away or not? That's what we learned. It's not Kriveya Lemaiser, but once Shabbos comes in, it is Kriveya Lemaiser. So that's like this. Tatani Alo Afilu Shovas Besheni. Even if he did a shvisa on Monday, what do you mean shvisa on Monday? But what about Shabbos Kodesh? V'yashvisa b'sheni, is there a shvisa on Monday? Ela b'roitze lishvus. Talk about someone's plan to stay there for Shabbos. Right now it's Monday. He's planning to take, you know, to spend the week on this in this specific location. Avocha b'roitze lishvus. Also here we're talking about that he's planning to have a shvisa. He's planning to have a Shabbos there, but it's not Shabbos yet. Continues the Gemara in Daf Tesvov on the base. Hakol moedim b'lino she'ena tevelis. Sleeping, for sure, does not cause the fruits to become tevel, to be chav and meiser. Ma bein lino, ma bein shvi. So what's it between sleeping and Shabbos? Odo megalgil belino, vein odo megalgil b'shviso. Sleeping, people just sleep in a place, wherever, any random place they're able to sleep. But Shabbos, a person wants a chashur, a place of Shabbos. So at least according to Rameir, when you get to Shabbos, or a place you want to have shviso, you're chav and meiser. As the Gemara continues and explains, b'chol mokom odom lan, a person sleeps anywhere. V'ein odom shevis b'chol mokom, a person is not going to have a Shabbos any place. It has to be a mokom chashuv. So the Gemara tani ma'ase b'Yeshua she'amehalech achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lebnei Chayil. So Yeshua is going behind Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to this place called Bnei Chayil. People of that city, they're bringing fruits to eat. And we're talking that these fruits were in the middle of a journey to get to a different destination. Similar case to our case. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, im lo nukon, anu chayavim la'aser. V'im lav, ein anu chayavim la'aser. If they slept over here, if it was here for sleeping, so it's chayavim ma'aser. If they're just passing by and not for sleeping, so then there's not chayavim ma'aser. So from this story you see that sleeping is chayavim ma'aser. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, daiter nikil. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua has a very clear mind. And even when he's on his journey, he has kvius, he knows how to settle, and wherever he sleeps, that's his place. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says, if we're sleeping here, we chayav in Meiser. And wherever he goes to sleep is a chosh of a place. And that's why he said, the mokav alinius kvei ala Meiser. And the rest of the people are shaitim, they don't have the smichus das, over Rabbi Yeshua to sleep in a place and they don't have that same kvius. Why they're so different? El Rabbi Yeshua de la Viyosi Shchichale, who do Omar Halina Tevelis. Veshar Bni Odom de Leis al Viyosi Shchichalon Elina Tevelis. This is the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and other people. Rabbi Yeshua has a lot of people that are going with him from place to place. So he has no reason to sleep in a place which is not Mokum Kvius. If it's not a comfortable place, they continue traveling in the night. But most people that are going alone, they don't have B'nai Levaya to go with them. They don't want to be in the middle of the night on the way. It's dangerous. So they go to sleep. They go to sleep wherever they find a place. But Yeshua will not sleep unless he has a Mokum Kvius, a Mokum Choshev to sleep. So that's never by Yeshua, any place that he sleeps is a Mokum Kvius Alamayser, but it's different for other people. So more about Tanin, but we learn, Royichli Amechazrim Ba'yoros, that we learn the end of the Mishnah. The people that go from place to place, these merchants, they eat until the place they go to sleep. So the sleeping is kaveh. So this lechor is a raya that sleeping is kaveh, not like the ratio of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, you know what it means? The place they sleep, their house. Whenever they go home, they chav and meiser. They're chav and meiser only once they reach home. Rishon Lakish, Rishon Rishayo, he explained a little differently. Like the people that live in Kfar Chananyo. They go around 4 or 5 cities around the place they live. And then they go sleep at their home. Meaning their place of business is close to home. And they go home to sleep. Now if they decide not to sleep at home, so that means they found a very comfortable place to sleep outside of home. Because if not, they would just go home. They always have the options to go home. So therefore, their place of sleeping is kaveh, even if it's not their home, just because they have the option to go home. So according to Rish Lakish, when it says mokam alina, it means mokam alina mamish. The place that they sleep is kaveh lemaiser. But the reason why that's different, the ratio of the Mishnah, because we talk about someone who has the option to go home. Now the Gemara goes on to speak about the Rabbi Yudas Shita, that said that the first house in the city is kaveh, not the house where they actually sleep at. So they go, why is that so? Tani Rav Chalavto ben Shol. Chalavto ben Shol explained. Roitzu odom lefaleach asoko v'bayis arishon shu pugeya v'lalun shom. A person wants to finish his business. These merchants, they want to sell whatever they have in the first house that they get there and go to sleep there. That's their intention. And many times, they're not able to sell everything they have in the first house. So they have to go to the next houses until they reach the last house in the city, and then they sleep in the last house. But their original intention, what they hope to achieve, is that in the first place where they reach, that's where they're going to finish everything they have to sell and go to sleep in that place. So therefore, Rabbi Yudah says that they already have a kvius in the first house. Because when they go to the first house, what their intention is, let's sell whatever we have and go to sleep immediately. And therefore, this is the house of the kvius. Now, even if it doesn't work out as planned, but because the first house is where their intention is, it's chayav and meiser right away when they reach the first house in the city. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestro's Daf Tesvov.